بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance Field. This meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. There is a point that I would like to bring to the attention of the armed forces that I believe is very important. And that point is that the logic of the power in Islam is not the logic of supremacy. In materialistic systems, what is meant by power is supremacy. Supremacy means lording over others, considering yourself to be superior to others, imposing yourself on others, putting your problems on others' people's shoulders, and humiliating others. This is the definition of power in materialistic systems. The one who gains power gains supremacy as well. One of the negative concepts in the Holy Quran is this issue of supremacy. As we read in the Holy Quran, Surah 28, Ayah 4, "Indeed, Pharaoh tyrannized over the land." This is supremacy. The logic of power in Islam is not the logic of supremacy. In other words, the more your power increases and the more your capabilities increase, either your inherent capabilities or your legal capabilities, the more humble, flexible, and attentive to Allah you need to be.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Most of you have probably heard the story about Malik al-Ashtar. Malik al-Ashtar was a brave, strong commander in Imam Ali's army. He was a strong arm for the commander of the faithful. This is who Malik al-Ashtar was. He was walking in Kufa. This story apparently took place in Kufa when a young boy who didn't recognize him saw him and started to ridicule him. Maybe his clothes or his turban were in a way that seemed funny to the boy. The boy ridiculed him and laughed. Malik al-Ashtar didn't say anything and left. After he had passed by and left, someone asked the boy if he knew who he had just ridiculed. The boy said no. He told the boy that was Malik al-Ashtar. The boy became frightened and said, "Now that I have treated Malik al-Ashtar in such a way, what will he do to me or my family? What should I do?" The man said, "Go apologize to him." The boy went looking for him and find him and to apologize. He saw Malik al-Ashtar go into the mosque and become busy with praying. The boy waited for his prayer to finish. Then the boy went up to him and said, "Sir, I am sorry. I didn't recognize you. I was rude to you. Please forgive me." Malik al-Ashtar said, "I came to this mosque and performed 2 rak'ah prayers to pray for you." After all, a young person who acts in such a rude way requires prayers, and we should pray for him. He said, "I came here to pray for you."
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for things that you've done for me. Through all my years I've been lost, you guided me from all